Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek HaSiri, the 10th chapter in the Dalmas Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh and Laws of Sanctification of the New Month in the Sefer Zman Book of Designated Times, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, this Perek actually calculating the solar year in a different way. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the seasons based on the different opinion, not of and a quarter, but actually less than a quarter, as Rambam explains. Shnas HaChama, the solar year, L'mishu Eimer, according to the one that says, Shu Pachis Mirviyam, which is less than a quarter, Michach Yisrael, from Jewish sages, that as follows. Yesh Mishayim, that those that say that although at one in the previous we have explained it 365 and a quarter days, now those who say it's actually less than a quarter. They say, Shesel Yoyim, yes, it's 365 days, but it's slightly less than 6 hours, which is a quarter of a day. It's actually L'chamish Shois, 5 hours, V'tov tov kov tzadi zayin chalakim, and it is 997 chalakim, and there's out of 1,080, umem ches roga, and 48 regoim, which this is the tekufa known as tekufas ravada. Now, how much is v'harega? It's echad mi'ayin vav b'chelik. It's one of 76 of a chelik. As we spoke about, how much is the chalakim? That's how much you split up to that amount of chalakim. So a rega is 176, or 48 regaim, and 997 chalakim of the sixth hour. Now, l'fichash ben zeh, based on this calculation, tia tesefesh nazachama shnaslava, comes out that the addition of the solar year over the lunar year, how much more is it going to be, is yud yamim, 10 days, b'chof alef shah, 21 hours, b'kof chof alef chelik, and 121 chalakim, u'mem ches roga, and 48 rugoim. Similar, the mnemonic for this is yiko kiko moyach. Yiko is yud, which is 10 to 10 days. Chof alef is the 21 hours. Kiko is the 121 chalakim, and moyach is the 48 rugoim that there is. So now it comes out, based on this, you're not going to have any remainder, any addition of the 19-year cycle at all. In contrast, as we spoke about the previous parak, according to the other opinion, because it's a little bit more than this version's amount of a solar year, there was actually, although it's the 19-year cycle supposed to complete the solar and the lunar years, it was a little bit more with the solar year. In this version, no, rather in every 19-year cycle, it's going to be completed the solar year together with the lunar, regular, and leap years together. Now, being called tkufa l'fichesh ben zeh. Now, between every season, according to this calculation, is again, there's going to be these slight variations, again, because it's a little bit less than the first version solar year, is tzadi alef yoim, 91 days, Bezayin Shoyis in 7 hours, Betuf Kuf Yud Tes Chalokim, and it's 519 Chalokim, Belamar Alf Roga, and 31 Rugoim. Similarly, the mnemonic for this is Tsei, and some added the word Zion, because it's the 91 days and the 7 hours, Tak Yat, which is the 519 Chalokim, Loi, and the 31 Rugoim. Now, Kshteida Tkufim and Tkufim say Masai Hoy. So once you know any one of the seasons when it was, Takshim Oitzerega Minizeh, you'll count from that moment this number of how long a tekufa is, how long a season is. Betayda tekufa shachra, because they're all the same amount, the tekufa is, and you'll know the next season, al derech shebe'anu betekufa sashana, the way we explain the same way, if you hold that a year is shehid revi, which is a quarter of a day, 6 hours, you'll know now the same ratio proportionately, according to this version, that's slightly less. Halacha gimel. Now tekufa nisan lefi cheshbon zeh. The spring equinox, that season you'll know according to this calculation. It was in the first year of creation, Koidim Moilid Nisan, before the Moilid of Nisan, which the Moilid we're describing here is that of the of when it was actually the when it was made, was before the Moilid of Nisan, was Beteshais 9 hours, Betof Resh Mem Beis Chalakim, and 642 Chalakim, which the tekufa of Ravada that we're describing over here is based on the opinion of Yeshua, which that we count the year from Nisan, not only the calculation of the tekufas, which we spoke about in the previous parak of the season, but also the cheshbon of the moilid of that of when the actual month begins. So the moilid of Nisan was on Wednesday, the ninth hour, and 642 halakim, which we spoke about this in the previous parak, halacha gimel, in the beginning of this night of Wednesday, when the Ma'iris, when the luminaries, the sun and the moon were created, that was Tekufas Nisan. That was the first Tekufa. So it comes out that the Tekufa of Nisan came before the Ma'ilid of Nisan, which is when the actual, like we see in the beginning, so to speak, creation, the birth of the moon, was before it, because it started exactly when the day started, was 9 hours before in 642 Chalakim. Similarly, the manik for this is Ta Tarmab, which is the 9 hours and the 642 Chalakim. And that's how it continues forever. Every first year of every 19-year cycle, Koidim Moilid Nisan, that the Kufa is going to be before the Moilid of that month of Nisan, by 9 hours and 642 Chalakim, because according to the Tekufa Ravada, that the 19 lunar years, including with its leap years, are exactly to 19 solar years without any remainder. So it's always going to be that little bit before that Tekufa is going to be before the Moilid. That exact month is going to keep on repeating itself again and again. Halacha Dalad, Kishatayt Tekufa Nisan Shalshon Rishonim and Maxim. You're going to know the Tekufa of Nisan of the first year of the cycle, of the 19-year cycle, Takshim Menom. You'll be able to calculate from it. Tzadi Aleph Yoim, 91 days, B'zayin Shoy, 7 hours, B'tuf Kuf Yotes Chalokim, and the 519 Chalokim, Lamed Aleph Regan, and 31 Regoim. Again, L'chol Tekufa, Tekufa every single season, that's 7 hours until the end of that cycle, and again, it starts over, it's exact according to this opinion. Halacha Hey, and Tirta Leida, if you want to know, Masai Tia Tekufas Nisan, when's going to be the spring equinox on any distinct year of the cycle, Lafi Chesh Ben Zeh, according to this calculation. So Teda, so you have to know, Tchila first, Shonim Gemurei Sh'avim Ben Machzim. So you got to know exactly the years, the completed years from this 19-year cycle. V'tikach L'choshon Men Teisefes. And then you'll take, from every year, its additions, meaning V'hi, and that is Yiko Kiko Moyach, which, that's 10 days, and the which we mentioned this before, as we said that what you're going to have, the additions of the solar year over the lunar years, you're going to have 10 days, 21 hours, Kika, and the 121 Chalakim, and Moyach, and the 48 Regoim. Now, for Kabbat's color, because we're figuring from all the years exactly the calculations, what was done. So you'll take from every year what was more, the solar year over the lunar year. And then the Kabbat's called a Regoim. So now you're adding on, you're going to have gathering all the Regoim. They're going to be already, well, there's only that many Regoim in the Chalik, there's 76. So you gather all the Regoim, Chalakim. When it reaches to 76, you transfer it into the next column, into Chalakim. Chalakim Shoyes, and all the Chalakim can turn into hours. Chalakim Shoyes, all the hours. When it gets to 24, it turns into Yom into days. The way you calculate by the Moilid, the way you carry over. Now, B'tigra min hakol. Then, after you gather all the numbers together, you diminish from all of that. Tesh shoyis b'tof reish mem beis chalokim. 9 hours and 642 chalokim, which, again, the tekufa of Nisan, of the first one, came before the Moilid of the first Nisan. And, again, in contrast to what we said in the previous parak, of the 7, 9, and 642. So you diminish that amount. V'anishr tashlich chatsh levona. And the remaining is what you'll take for the months of the moon. V'anishr she'im b'chodesh levona. And what's remaining that doesn't have the amount of a lunar month. Taisav ose al moyle nisan shalaysa shon. You'll add it onto the moyle of nisan of that year. The moment you get to that number, then you'll get the magic number of knowing exactly when's the Tekufa of Nisan of that year. Again, and that's why we said you have to calculate the minus 9, because again, we want to get exactly, and we're taking away the amount of months of the year. That's how we'll know, because that's 29, 20, you'll diminish that, and you'll get, when you get to that amount, you'll get to the Moilid of Nisan, And we said you go down the 9 hours, you'll get to Tikufas Nisan, which is always that amount exactly before the Meilid of Nisan. Alech Avav. Now, regarding the benefit of the differences of these two different opinions, of these two prakim of calculating the solar year, says Rambam, nearly Advarma, it appears to me that Shal Cheshbon Tikufasu, that is based on the calculation of this season's, of the way of Ada, that opinion from the Gemara, which is how according in this parak, that's what they relied on in Ibr Hashanah, regarding intercalating the year. When the high court was around, that they used to go and add another month, what's called make a leap year, intercalate, because of time, or because of necessities, as we discussed in this parak, Dal Halach Al Tavav. Lafi, and the reason why they use this type of tikkun, v'shechesh ben zehu emesayis meirishin, this calculation is more truthful than the first one. V'ukariv, and it's closer, min advarim shenisbaru b'tzdagninis, from the things that were explained astronomically, yishim lechesh meirishin, more than the first calculation. Which, the way, again, for simplistic mathematical computations, they made it as a solar year of 365 days in the quarter day, but to be more precise, it's the one of this cheshbon of this parak. Halacha zayin, the cheshbon shtei tikufas elo shebe'anu darkam. Now the calculation of these two ways of describing a season that we describe them, hakol b'kerivu, again, even this of this parak, it's all in approximation. B'mahalach hashemesh emtsoi, and in the path of the mean of the sun, but le'im kaim amiti, not in its true place. Kaim hashemesh amiti, but in the place of the true path of the sun. Tiyat tikufas nisan b'zmanim elum, the Tikkun of Nisan will be in these times, like around 2 days, actually even like 2 day difference of the two Tikkunis that we came out in this calculation. Whether in the calculation, like we said in the previous parak, of exactly 6 hours more than 365, whether like in this parak of calculating less than a quarter, doesn't make a difference. It's only an approximation for the halachas that we need. But in truth, the actual sun is going to be different than we describe in these prokem. But again, that's what's not important. It's more for the halacha that we needed to distill. And for that, it's enough for what we described in these two prokem. And from the two, Ram says, the more precise one that the Beis Nagel used was the one of this parak of Tikkun Shel Avada versus that of the previous parak.